Thank you, music lovers. So how many of you guys have seen the band before? Okay. All right. Well, for those of you who maybe haven't seen us before, I took an unusual career path to becoming a banjo player. In fact, I used to be an investment banker trapped in a banjo player's body. I worked for Smith Barney in their public finance division for about 3 years, structuring tax-exempt bond issues. And as exciting as that sounds, I found myself very often going to my office with a copy of The Bond Buyer hidden inside my copy of Bluegrass Unlimited, and I used to sit at my desk pretending to read about bond refundings, reading about bluegrass music instead. So after a lot of soul searching, I decided to quit my day job and work on music for a little while and see what might happen next. And, well, here we are. I got a chance to, well, thank you. I got a chance to hook up with Allison Krauss in Union Station. Actually, probably the first time I ever played in Ohio was in Dayton, Ohio at Canal Street with Allison Krauss back in the late 1980s. And we were living the bluegrass dream, traveling around the country in an old van, whole band in one hotel room, and getting to see a lot of the places that I'd only ever read about there at my desk at Smith Barney in my copy of Bluegrass Unlimited. And in fact, it was my first chance to see a lot of the southern states. And when I was traveling with Allison, we played in a lot of places where people figured that she and I must be sisters because we had the same name. There's always a relief when people laugh.